85 South Show, the Big Business Tour.
Come on, man.
We changing it up on them, bro.
We done already
went out here and showed them that we ghetto legends and we done.
I think we done did the three-legged monster. We done did all types. I don't know who the fuck came up with that name.
The three-legged monster.
The three-legged monster!
But that's exactly what I'm talking about.
We Big business tour.
The three-legged monster. On our way to Baltimore, we're going to be at the Chesapeake Employees Insurance Arena.
Yeah.
The employers.
I think we already understand that they don't have insurance in that arena still.
But the employees have insurance.
Which whatever. They should.
It's going to be June 1st and the 2nd.
Hold on. So you tell me we done sold out one, we had to add another.
Yeah, June 1st. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why we promoting that. That show sold out. We had to add June 2nd.
That's what we doing.
All the people who can't make it to June 1st,
come on,
come to the second show that has been added in Baltimore.
At the cheesesteak, man. Chesapeake. That shit didn't look like a cheesesteak.
Nigga said cheesecake. It's Chesapeake, my nigga.
Chesapeake. Okay. I ain't see the Chesapeake.
Man, hurry up and get them tickets, man.
Man, Carlos Miller just here to let you know that we are expanding the merchandise department. Look at this. Check out these pastel colors that we got. You feel me? What's that, light purple? What's that like? It's a boy blue. What's this right here? This like, oh, you think you cute? You just think you cute with this shit on, don't you? Look, that's right. That's 85 South. Make sure you go hit the website, 85apparelco.com. And I'm telling you, we taking over, bro. I think the ladies is gonna really enjoy these right here. And I'm talking about for all the hustlers out there, that's if you still living, grab you something that say 85 South on it, bro. I'm talking about a t-shirt. I'm talking about a hat. I'm talking about some socks. I'm talking about a something. It ain't nothing to it. Hit the website. It's right here. You see where my fingers point? That's where the website go. Make sure you put the website right here. But look, go out there and support the 85 South Show. You
did. Before they over there getting geeked up, I told them folks, only pay me reefer.
Okay.
No cap, cause I know the Grand Reaper. Mm. That nigga sleeper. Nah, he a sleepier. Mm. No cap, my nigga, but that gangster. You heard 50 Cent, you a wangster. All my niggas round there spank ya.
What?
And send you back to your mama like thank ya.
Woo!
You don't really want no problem. Huh? I'ma go ahead and let you know I saw them.
You saw them.
Yeah, did the 85 South Show. Nigga don't pout ho. Get on the ground though. Damn. Yeah, I'm talking about, yeah, where that safe at?
Ooh.
I'm talking my nigga play where it ain't safe
okay.
at. Nah, nigga, but I'm telling you where we stay
okay.
at. We got them choppers in the bush that AK strap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get hit with that AK strap. Mm-hmm. Don't get hit with that AK strap.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that shit gon' go right at that. Then they hit you in your back like crack, crack, crack.
Goddamn.
J-O-E, you like that? Yeah. Don't fight that.
Oh,
hell. Tell your bitch come here and send her air right, man.
Okay.
No cap. What you tell him, Red?
Hey, what I tell him, Red? I tell him what I said.
Yeah.
Nigga play with the gang, his ass gon' be dead.
Damn.
Yeah. Bitch, you know I need more.
Yeah.
We in the trap with my big dog, Primo.
Yeah.
Carlos Miller and his motherfucker, Young Fly.
Okay.
If you try that game, bitch, nigga, you will.
Okay. Yeah.
Will die.
Yeah.
I told her 4-5,
yeah.
And I ain't never cry.
Yeah.
A gangster till I.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a pimp. I'm a player, I slay her. You be cuffing, you be saving.
Yeah.
I'm a real ass nigga. I'll push it to the side.
Yeah.
Bitch, get out the ride. Let my niggas get inside. We
finna
slide.
Watch what you say. The police been riding through here all damn day. Shit, you know they looking for somebody. And they ain't leaving till they find them somebody. But I don't nobody know about them other bodies that they find behind their house. Hold up, let me shut my mouth.
Yeah.
Boy done came on miss.
Yeah.
Heard they got caught stealing. Money came up short.
Yeah.
A few bullies got caught.
Ooh.
So keep up what you bought.
Yeah.
Duck the law.
Yeah. You heard him. Don't try to reword him. He on his C-Lo. What you about to drop on them folk, my nigga Primo?
I'm pimping till I D-I-E.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. I got to get a little hook for him. I don't got a hook for him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Till I D-I-E.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah.
That's all I got for him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I tell that bitch that's all I got for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know
what
yeah.
What you got for me?
Uh-huh.
Not one, not two, but three.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Shit, maybe four.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I need more hoes.
What if I need to go get two niggas?
Maybe I need more dough.
Okay.
Or maybe all my hoes need to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause I don't need them. Starve the bitch, I don't feed
them. Nah. That's bitch abuse.
You know?
They gonna have to call them folks on you. I know that you don't need them, but if you gonna have a bitch around, shit, the least you can do is feed them. Nigga, give power. I feed a bitch and make her jump up in the shower. Or hand a bitch a Snickers.
You right.
Or maybe a pack of fucking Twizzlers.
Okay.
Cause you ain't yourself. When you're hungry, I have a bitch butt naked in the kitchen frying bologna.
Ain't gonna lie, that's true. I get the po-po when really looking for you. Damn, we sliding on them, dawg. Ain't gonna lie, with the trying on them, dawg.
Yeah.
Yeah. P-I-M-P. Don't you fuck with me.
Yeah.
Talking about Snitzy. Now. Ooh-wee.
Hey. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Voted the number one black show everywhere.
It's a song.
That's crazy.
Right.
We about to talk big shit in here today. It's the number one black show amongst black people with two brothers and one sister. Sponsored in part by people who keep Crown Royal bags and don't know what the fuck to do with them. This is the number one show amongst recovering addicts.
Ah, damn.
Oh, that's good.
So why when they get out of rehab, they like, there's a show that I want you to watch. It's part of your course. It's 85 South.
Shout out to all the niggas with no car but know everything about cars. Much love to all the strippers who got a real job now.
Still be shaking that ass at their work.
Love them. They got strubs now.
They got what?
Strubs.
What the fuck is that?
Strubs.
You can't say scrubs?
Strubs.
Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Scrubs, nigga.
Ain't no strubs.
Strubs, nigga.
No, scrubs.
Strubs.
What the fuck is that?
Strubs with the motherfucking...
No, scrubs.
Strubs.
There's no
scrubs.
Way.
I know, strubs.
You can't say the scat, nigga.
What he said. To all the niggas who say it like that.
Man, shout out to the whole scrubs on.
Strubs.
Yeah. Strubs.
Strubs.
That's neither here nor there. That shit don't even matter.
Yeah.
Moneybag Mafia, a.k.a. Mailman Otis.
Mailman Otis in the building.
What's up, man? You know, it's always a motherfucking great time when you show up. Where you been?
Same ball, different draw, player, you know.
I heard that.
Traveling with my 85 South.
Where you get that shirt at made out of this rag?
God damn.
I'm gonna put this motherfucker in the dishwasher when I get done.
No, I'm just talking shit, man. Man, we got a very special guest in here, man. And then I had to introduce you because you the nigga who put everybody around on this nigga music, man. And we've been bumping this shit all year on the road. Yeah, we've been playing this shit at meet and greets. Got everybody saying, man, who that, man? So yeah, man, you hear the promotions for a cold-ass nigga who talking that real player shit, man. If you ain't up on what's going on, you late to the party and you don't know, we got none other than Primo Rice in this motherfucking world.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
How you living, G?
Good, bro, another day.
Man,
another
we appreciate you stopping through the trap, man, talking a little shit with the guys,
appreciate
man.
Y'all. My favorite show, one of my favorite
shows. Oh, boy, come on, man.
Voted number one show amongst niggas who make dope ass music.
Facts.
Yeah, it's good to see y'all. It's good to see y'all doing this, man. I gotta tell niggas a story, bro. Even starting this off, I'm gonna tell y'all, you probably don't remember this, my nigga. No bullshit, it's 2014 or something.
Right.
Maybe 2013. Clark, Atlanta. walking down that motherfucker. This one, you know, back on Vine.
Right.
Walking down. This one, niggas was really hungry, you know what I'm saying? We both had it. You had no shirt on, my nigga. That's how I knew you was in your was in your mode, you know what I'm saying? You had Terrio with you, you know what I'm saying? I seen you off that joint, we dabbed each other, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Showed our respects, but I can tell we was on that mission, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was good to see, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is sitting right here, right next to each other, you know what I'm saying? No bullshit, bro. I had to tell you that, bro.
Full circle type shit.
Real tough.
Yeah, you did used to be out here with Lil Terrio, bro.
Facts.
My man was off his real hood shit. I was a little crazy.
Right there on the right side.
Right there, nigga. He was right there, bro.
Pulling up, was it Clark Atlanta or homecoming?
It had to be.
And you was in the mix.
You see?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you where you gonna be.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No cap.
Gotta put that work in, man.
Real talk.
It's been a hell of a grind, man. Yes, good to see it's paying off for you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man. Yes, sir.
So take us back, man. How it started, man. Where Primo come about, man? How you getting the music game?
I've been doing this shit all my life, man. Real talk. Came up in the church, you know what I'm saying? Like every other. My mother was trying to, you know what I'm saying, take me in the right direction.
Right.
You feel me? Came up in the church, I was playing the drums and shit.
Okay.
And you know, shit, I started taking music a little serious, you know? I'm from a neighborhood with like, I'm from PG. You feel me? I'm from this park called Oxon Hill. My neighborhood, we had a bunch of niggas that, like, you know, you got a bunch of niggas that just play sports in the neighborhood, like, for every sport you can play, but don't do that motherfucker in the school because it grades his ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole neighborhood.
Damn.
So, you know, I'm trying to get into sports, but I can't really do it because my grades is ass.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I can do to keep me occupied was music, you feel me? So I got in that shit, started, you know, doing a band a little bit. I was still doing AAU too, you feel me? And what? Shit, after high school, you know how I go.
Ready to go.
I wasn't nigga with
the
grades, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't, my grades was ass, bro. So I had to figure it out a little bit. So I just started producing, started making beats and shit, you know what I'm saying? Cooking up for a couple years. Just giving niggas my beats and shit around the way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how that go. You don't like that shit. You don't like the way niggas sounding on your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to try it yourself. And I tried some Vines, you know what I'm saying?
Right, Vine was the shit, man.
Vine was hot. Man, we was like the first niggas. We was like the first hot niggas on there. So I just used that shit, you know what I'm saying? When I was rapping, did a couple raps on there, niggas was fucking with it. So I just took it off that platform because I knew, you know what I'm saying, Vine wasn't going to be around that long.
Right.
Feel me?
Vine blessed a lot of niggas, though.
It blessed us, though. It blessed us.
Vine blessed a lot of niggas, boy.
I never knocked it. You can't ever knock us. We was on the good side.
And that was a good time, man, Vine. It was a good time.
We was on the good side.
It was a good time.
We was on when all the stripper bitches was active. I don't know if y'all knew. Yeah, they
was on it. This motherfucker was live.
This motherfucker, Vine. You know what I'm saying? It was an active time.
6 seconds, bro.
Six seconds, bro. Hey, boy, that green line go. You like, hold up, boy. I need some space.
You feel me? That nigga figured that shit out, man.
Facts, nah. That's what I'm saying, bro.
But Vine would quit. It's ain't nothing, you know. That's why TikTok work how it work. Ain't nothing but a revamp Vine.
Yeah, with however long you want to be on that bitch.
But it's revamped, Will. It's like, this what?
TikTok's
this is,
fully loaded, though.
This is Vine.
The time 10, nigga.
The galaxy.
I couldn't even fathom doing that shit at this point.
I'd be thinking back.
I'd be like, bro, I couldn't even.
It happened when it was supposed to happen at the right time. Because our time and we was preoccupied.
Facts.
This is it.
And then we was just niggas really just giving you a joke and
was trying.
You know what I'm saying?
It was like, well, that shit worked. Every time we get some followers, we like, I'm finna drop a mixtape. I got 10,000 more. Hey, let's drop a mixtape. We better get signed.
Hey, TikTok reviving a lot of niggas, though. Like,
I can believe some old shit go viral. TikTok is making a lot of old ass songs. Right.
TikTok
making a lot of motherfucking billionaire
TikTok made niggas international.
Damn,
TikTok make niggas international.
TikTok and
Instagram is still
what's that, bro?
National.
Terramano.
Okay.
You want some?
Nah, you a bad motherfucker, my boy.
St. Louis, I am coming back, but this time I am at Helium Comedy Club. Yes, I am doing it my 600-pound life this time. It didn't work out last time, but it's gonna work out this time. So what you need to do is when this is over with, hit the link and go get those tickets, because this is the last year I'm going on tour doing my 600-pound life. I'm gonna keep doing my stand-up, but I gotta hang the 600-pound life up. They stalking me, they're chasing me, you know. But anyway, look, click the link, get the tickets. I'm coming your way. I'm gonna be at the Helium Comedy Club May 19th, St. Louis. Get them tickets.
You, nigga.
It's that granddaddy liquor.
I'm scared of that shit. That whiskey.
I don't even like Terry Mo. I like Don Julio.
Julio.
But yo, though, but like that young black nigga who be doing that little shit like that. Yeah. That man was in the Forbes. Dang. Don't even talk.
Oh, tell me
maybe what? That's the trick. I'm finna shut the fuck up.
Boy, I have to.
I told you, bro. That shit
to.
Crazy, bro.
You know what it is? Things that you may find weird, it's a whole bunch of people on TikTok.
Yeah.
But they weird,
just like your little weird ass.
I send this nigga shit out of the chat. Some shit, I'd be like, man, nobody even gonna fuck with this.
I'm looking at this.
Money back, the only person I know that laughs for shit like this. Me and listen, this nigga bro, that looked at everything on that motherfucker.
You would find yourself on TikTok, bro. Watching a crackhead tell his life story. You don't know why you watching. That nigga sitting on the edge of the bench.
You seen that nigga on TikTok, the crackhead nigga? I got beans and bologna.
But you don't know why you watching this shit.
I do. I watch that shit.
I ain't be on TikTok right now.
I can't
do
it. I ain't gonna count.
I can't.
I learned a lot of shit. I heard. I ain't gonna lie.
You can watch a lot of shit.
Like the way we been using shit, we been using it wrong the whole time. That shit crazy.
Oh, I definitely fold my clothes a little different now.
Nigga, I'm packing like a Chinese goddamn military man. I'm telling you. You get 10 outfits in a lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So I'm the only one getting learn how to do algebra off that shit?
Ooh.
I'm on there doing the math and shit. Yeah, I'm doing math. I'm trying to figure out.
I be killing them the math problem.
They be doing it when they be like, the Japanese kids learning this way. I be like, why they didn't fucking teach us like that?
But you can't do that with the other numbers. If you try to do it big, see, I don't know. You try to do it with the bigger numbers, it don't work.
I know.
It only work like simple numbers.
I be watching crazy. They got a nigga on there famous just for drinking liquor, bro.
But you ever
nigga
seen
toast
that?
His phone and drank liquor.
You
and
seen the motherfuckers who take the little stick and be building the houses out of dirt?
Oh yeah, I done seen that. I seen that.
Ooh,
shit.
I see them on YouTube. Now that's real, fool. That ain't no fake.
Yeah, that's like
them niggas be over there using that clay. Making shit, but they be like 90 days or like that. Uh-huh.
So y'all be fucking with the TikTok. So okay, let me see if everybody got the same explore page. Have you ever just found yourself with a bunch of thick ass white women from Louisiana on
see,
your
I'm
shit?
See, I'm doing it that tough.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got that.
Okay, y'all gonna be scrolling that hard.
You turn
that
Twitter.
What you typing? What's
like
your
Twitter?
Hand?
I be scrolling, and then next thing you know, it be a thick ass white lady on there, and she doing like
sugar
some,
mama type.
Like she's it's on your shit. See, I know I wasn't crazy. They be doing line dances and cooking and shit.
That sound
and then they be like, show your grandma. And then they show her grandma and they be a black home. Lady.
You about to go.
I went. I was just in Baton Rouge. I was ready to go so fast. I was ready to get the fuck out.
I was ready to go so fast.
Man, as soon as we got there, we started seeing them, but big ass booties.
White women.
S-J-O-N,
all white
bro.
Women.
Saw this man.
All white women.
Thick Creole women, white women, black women. The lady who checked us in the hotel was so goddamn fine. The other, both of them down there, fine. Just fine women everywhere. I was like, it's a setup. Get me the fuck out of here.
Damn.
Everywhere. We wasn't even there that long.
Real.
Thick as hell.
That was a swinger spot.
Even the lady at the airport getting the luggage had a fat ass booty.
In Louisiana?
Yes.
What part? Lafayette?
Baton Rouge.
Ooh. There's some thick shit in Baton Rouge.
Off the track.
Shit.
Bigger than the kindergarten pencil down.
Yeah, damn, I'm telling you, boy. Big shit. Not the little
one.
Shit.
One of the one you got a big.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That one nigga ain't want to play pencil pop with you.
Right.
Like, hell no, nah, you put that motherfucker.
That's a big ass pencil. That's a slow pencil. You slow.
Yeah, the pencil pop.
You can't erase one letter. You can't erase the whole word. You
tear
the whole
guy,
in the paper.
Put a hole in the goddamn paper.
You gotta start over.
You gotta flip that bit, homie.
That's the one you gotta bite the eraser out first.
Yeah, I had a ball down there. Shout out to Baton Rouge, they came out.
Shout out to Baton Rouge, man.
What's one of your favorite spots to go perform at?
Shit, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
But Atlanta sideways, ain't lying. I got on my phone, a bunch of niggas with bucket hats in there, whole with high heels on. I said, big, they come for the show, bro.
They in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get what?
Atlanta for sure.
That's about the only real, like, concert that I just went to. Besides me and you going to that, that's different. Mm. I like to go see an artist that, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be jamming. Memphis, too. I like Memphis.
Memphis go hard.
Facts. Nashville.
Yeah.
I like Nashville a lot also. Seattle, surprisingly.
Mm.
It was, my joint was so live, it was niggas fighting in the back.
Damn.
Yeah. I had to call it out just to get the crowd hype, but like, hey, let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it.
They shut me down. I think they shut the sound down. The whole crowd just started singing. Niggas still fighting in the back. Whole crowd still going crazy. It was wild. Crying.
Damn.
I like Seattle, though. I like Seattle. Probably my top three.
I remember the last time they had a brawl at my show.
I like Houston. Houston, it's more swag, though. Like, it ain't too much going on. Everybody just in there in their little jam, just, you know, just swagging. But, like, Memphis, Atlanta, they with me. They like, if I'm turned, I be having to towel something, they turn. Like, it's that type. Yeah, you feel me?
Shit, it's different.
Nah, Houston and Texas, they be just, you know, they be more vibe, and they just come to check me out, got they drinking in their hand.
Talk like
you know how niggas be.
I was going to just say Midwest,
I ain't do New York yet.
You ain't been to New York?
I ain't do New York. I mean, I did New York with, like, when I toured with June.
Yeah.
And it was smooth. I ain't going to lie. It's, you know, it's niggas in that motherfucker.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Being real, they trying.
They want to hear your bars, nigga. Yeah. Fuck, I'm flying up, nigga. What the fuck is you saying up here? You feel me? But nah, it was smooth.
Where your Midwest spot at? Been to Chicago?
I ain't do Chicago yet. I did Chicago with June. I like Chicago, though, for sure. I think I like Ohio more. Columbus was live. I did Columbus.
You been to St. Louis?
I ain't did St. Louis. A lot of niggas be telling me to go there, bro. A lot of niggas telling me to come there, Oklahoma, Arkansas.
You been to Detroit?
Yeah, I did Detroit.
Okay,
I did
man.
Detroit. All right, yeah. I fuck with the D. I fuck with everywhere I be going, for real. I done been, like, random place. I been in, like, a random place in Fresno.
Okay.
Shit, I had niggas in Utah try to book me. I'm scared to go there on the low.
Hey, man, it's crazy. I mean, Fresno got a whole lot of gangsters out there.
Nah, I'm going to get that back, for sure. For sure. Yeah. But, you know, it got started me. I'm like, man, Utah, bro.
What that? No, you get that bag.
Yeah, no, of course not. Yeah.
Fresno, California.
Yeah.
Gang violence.
Gang violence.
I've been everywhere, bro. I've been everywhere for a long
time.
Don't
go to University of West Georgia, whatever you do.
You ain't going back?
I ain't going back.
What happened out there?
Police pulled me over, tripping.
Oh, that when you got banged up at?
Yeah.
Where that's
I ain't
at?
Get banged up. Mm-hmm. They down here about an hour and a half away.
Oh, okay.
Them folk was following me off the campus. Like, I thought they was escorting me. No, they was waiting.
Dang.
They were like, oh, I'm about to pull your stupid ass over.
Got something for you?
What they thought they were going to 55? They were trying to find some shit. I was like, bro, who y'all
acting
like
that? Oh, Huntsville. Huntsville, too, my bad.
Alabama.
Huntsville.
Yeah.
Huntsville is a good town.
Jammed up.
Off the campus, bro. Like, I'm watching the police.
They just knew they had.
Cursed, just the name.
Something.
My chest all hurt.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, man, we got an accident on the way down. That motherfucker like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, damn. That's fucked up. I'm going to drive, but.
Yeah.
Be careful, bro. You gotta be, you know, everything outside Atlanta is goddamn Alabama and Georgia.
I ain't never been nicked up in the South over no law.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Thank God. Yeah.
You don't want to. These motherfuckers is very persistent.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Man, what's wrong with this nigga, man? What?
We're doing another show on your time.
I'm doing another show on my time, bro. Shit. I'm gonna say like top of the year or something, bro.
I'm coming.
Yeah. DC be live too. Now DC show.
I want to come out there and kick it with Cheeky.
It's definitely top five cities. Yeah.
DC, y'all got some cool ass babies out there too.
Yeah, I like the DC one. You know, I'm from the PG side, but you know.
What they hitting on out that way. It's just a lot of fun.
My favorite side of D.C. is the Northeast woman, maybe. Personally. I don't know.
I love when you go to a black city, they got a bunch of little fine-ass women with nothing to do, just walking around.
Walking around.
Hey, man, check out your brother, man. You done killed this nigga, man.
Oh, bro.
Oh. Oh, shit.
What a nigga talking for?
You like Atlanta women? What you think about our women?
Atlanta women?
Like swole.
I don't tap in too much, but you know.
A lot of niggas be acting like they just the worst shit in the world now.
Man, niggas be coming out here having babies, man.
Man, you know the times have changed, man. Times have changed with these Atlanta women, man. Atlanta, you used to just be able to meet the girl of your dreams every day. Fine ass women every day. They was nice.
They on the east side.
Now Atlanta probably the top five hardest spots to pull something at.
What? No, not for me.
No, I got a lot of shorties with chest tattoos.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
I got a lot of chest tattoo jumps.
But it's a lot of people who move. They thugged out.
Listen, niggas don't know back in the day, nigga. Riding the bus? Marta bus?
Was dangerous.
The train? Fuck that. That bitch. Hoes, good lord, dog.
Of course it was hoes, but it was dangerous.
Damn. And they treat you like shit. If you on the bus with them.
Facts.
But you were kid that one just got out of work from Church of Chicken.
Nah, y'all women nice.
Oh, Popeye.
See, y'all women nice. They like Onyx.
Yeah.
Go to Blue Flame.
This is a lot of good rap.
I got a Jonah and Blue Flame.
Go to Flame.
Okay. Magic goes great.
Well, all the Onyx, Blue Flame, but nigga, go to Flame.
I'm going to the one where they fuck with me at the dope.
At that ghetto booty up.
Go to Flame.
That ghetto fabulous.
I got a good Flame.
No cap. Go to Magic.
Go to Flame, bro. Go to Magic.
I've been to Magic. Right. I've been to Magic.
I don't know about them other shit.
I ain't got
that. A motherfucker right by the gray hand.
You want to check a nigga. DC, yeah. I know you good, but you got to get past that. That's a
Magic
bullshit.
Magic City, you come in, watch some ass, goddamn, get on the bus. Go on back home.
Get on the bus. Yeah.
Go on back to Biloxi.
That motherfucker is right there.
It is right there.
Right. So we need to go get us an official endorsement with the Flame.
Hell yeah.
My name on Magic.
It is?
When you walk in, that motherfucker is like,
y'all ever been to stadium when y'all was in DC? Y'all ain't ever get there?
The strip club?
Yeah.
No.
They get naked?
Yeah, they used to. It's closed down now.
Oh, damn.
Because pandemic, you know what I'm saying? It's taking niggas out.
Damn.
But that legendary. That's how I made Shake jump. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You said that was a great night.
Legendary. Me and my guy was in there. My nigga Joe, matter of fact. He was in that motherfucker. We had the, it's one of them big clubs. It ain't like a hole in the wall. It's like one of them club jumps. So we had like the middle. We had like the middle stage, like right there in the middle, so the whole crowd could see us. But this is a Tuesday, bro. It was like a $2. It's called $2 Tuesdays and shit. You know what
I'm saying? The most amazing thing that hit the black club industry.
And the fucking $2 Tuesday.
That was nationwide.
Yeah. I think Players Anthem just came out. I just dropped that shit. So I'm testing it in the club and shit. Me and my man, we get like 2 champagne bottles. It's only me and him in the club. You feel what I'm saying? I think I ordered like 30 wings. Or the wings for the bitches, right? Real talk, bro. I probably only threw 150 that night.
Yeah.
But we was probably in there for 3 hours with the bitches. Like, we probably threw 1,000. Because I'm just feeding the bitches, you know what I'm saying? 30 wings. But you know, bitches be hungry. They shaking ass. They on the pole. They starving a little bit. You know what I'm saying? On God.
You and Bush here doing
it. It was just one of them nights. It just felt good. You know, you know you have one of the nights with your partners.
Right.
Like, nigga, we them niggas. You know what I'm saying? It was one of them nights. You know what I'm saying?
We valeting
the cars and shit. You know,
split 30 wings.
On God.
No cap.
Right.
My
man was right there.
What's the math on that? What's the ratio?
Basically, when you get that side,
if you break it, look, if you break that motherfucker,
if you get that side, I get the
other. You really got.
That's what
you really got.
60.
You really got 60.
They got 2 wings apiece, and I know some bitches ain't 3.
If you break that motherfucker in half, the whole got 60.
They did get 2 wings.
Real talk.
Yeah, they did that.
Top drum, bottom drum, I get both of them.
Yeah, it was one of them nights, bro. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's
that was our club too, you know. That's what we used to really like.
That's why the strip club's so necessary. You see how it uplifted them black men's spirit and inspired them to go do something?
Right.
Facts.
Dope, creative. Uh-huh. Strippers got a purpose too. But we're talking about $2 Tuesday, bro. They really looked out when they came out with $2 Tuesday. And I'm gonna tell you how you know the shit was dope. We never even questioned what they were selling for $2. We don't know if it was $2 wings,
right.
$2 beers,
right.
or shit, $2 to get in. We just know it's $2 Tuesday.
My mama.
And then you ended up spending
that whole thing, be $2 in the water.
It's $100 at the door.
Maybe.
Right.
If the night is popping crazy, right. You know what I mean?
$2, you got to get a nigga $2 in the bathroom bro. That put the soap in
the hand. In order for something to be $2, you got to spend $200. So really $202.
Some shit you don't even want. We got pig ears for $2. That's the only thing on the menu for $2, pig ear. Pig ear, turkey ass.
It's a pinto bean.
Got a soybean burger for $2. It's soybean burger night.
$2. Burger $2.
Some bullshit.
Damn.
What happened when you just got that mold? Like, oh, yeah, I'm lit. Like, this shit for real.
And y'all made the song the same night.
Hey, what up, it's your man DC on Fly coming at you with prize picks. Well, a single entry could be life-changing, man. Listen, I just won $25,000, so I'm trying to make sure that the good luck energy rub off on you, all right? Now, it may be over for some or for your favorite teams in the NBA playoffs, but it's not over for you, okay? There's still a chance for you to hit big, add more money to the bank, all right? Now, look, it's super easy. Simply register, deposit, and select more or less on 2 to 6 player stats like points, assists, and rebounds, and potentially win up to 25 times your entry, all right? Plus, if this your first time over there on Prize Picks, they will match your initial deposit up to $100. Available in over 30 states, okay? Now head on over to Prize Pick now and use promo code 85SOUTH. Tell them I sent you, okay? So go right now and download Prize Picks today for your daily fantasy sports experience. Daily fantasy made easy. Promo code 85SOUTH. Get it?
I probably made it a week later.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I had to let it marinate. I let my shit marinate, think back on my night, you know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody tap in. But what was your question, bro? I'm high.
Like, when you really, like, you know, nigga had that moment, like, this shit.
Oh, when I had that moment? Yeah. Shit. Probably that night, for real.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, that's when I knew. It was like, all right, I kind of arrived. Because we was already doing this shit, but, like, right. When niggas is, like, knowing, it's a difference when you come through the club flossing, don't nobody give a fuck about you.
Right.
And when you come through the club doing that shit, niggas know right. What time it is, you know what I'm saying? That's
right,
when
niggas
really start knowing what time it is. You know what I mean? Because I ain't got many rappers to do that shit for real. Like, niggas be rapping, but like, a lot of niggas don't really like show that shit out there.
But you show that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We trying to show that shit out there. You feel me? Just a little bit, not too much.
You signed to a big label or you got your
nah,
own?
Nah, we do this shit.
That's off the muscle.
Independent.
Oh, God. Bill off Velvet. The muscle. You feel me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the way to go, man.
We just walk a little different out there.
I want to see you do that shit down here. Imagine. I want to see it.
For sure. It's competitive.
I
want to see you get 10 wings.
I'm going to get in the back. I'm going to be like,
hey, you're going to get jumped on.
We're
going to get jumped on in that You gonna be on the shade room again, yo.
I'm gonna get him. I'm like, yeah. Erica, come here.
They gonna beat him up with booties, though. Ain't nobody gonna throw no punches.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that shit made me want some strip club wings,
you
though.
You feel me?
You know, Chase?
Bro, the bitches be hungry in there.
What's that?
They be working.
He got something out this way.
He got a new one.
He got the candy.
He got the candy.
What?
I wanna check
he
that out.
He got a new one. It's his shit.
The strip club.
Where is it?
Who, T.I.?
I think it's on the south.
T.I.
Where is it? No, it's downtown.
Yeah, 2 Chain, yeah.
Called Candy.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out. But he got something out this way, don't he? Got an Escobar something. Don't he got one down here? Escobar.
Oh, Esco? Yeah.
It's down the street.
I need to pick us up.
Yeah, I knew it was close.
Don't go inside.
I be lifting.
I'm fucking with it. They have a car show out there every Sunday.
What? At
Escobar South.
Oh, there, real?
Yeah, Javier said it's right up the street, down the street.
There'd be a lot of holes at Tip Spot, too, on Sunday. I mean, not whole cars.
Trap City Cafe. Shout out to Trap City Cafe.
Been there before.
I still ain't made it up there yet.
You been up there?
Mm-mm.
What, Trap City?
Got some good-ass lamb, too.
They got some good shit up there.
Lamb chop?
Hell yeah.
They got another spot down on... They got another spot down on the 4th Street. Shit, Henny.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's like a little off club. They're trying to get it jumping, though. He like one-on-one, like you gotta stay over there to know.
Man, let go and get us a spot.
I'm telling you.
This nigga don't wanna do shit.
have a little tunnel in the back like goddamn Dollar Bill had that go from
the
office.
I was just
gonna
say, you don't want to play. That's a warehouse, dude.
Have a little tunnel that goes straight down to the hole.
You in trouble,
Got some money. Yeah, yeah.
Man, you don't want to go get us a little spot?
Man, I ain't
a little
got
burger
time.
Spot or something? I want a food truck or something. Y'all want it?
I'm going to be 100. It's hard. Because you're going to need employees.
85 flavors or some shit like that.
I don't want to have a plan on paying niggas spot. Before come I get on, the man. Money.
But then we got.
That'd be crazy if we had 85 flavors for real.
I got a nigga that could do it.
That'll do 85 flavors of
he could do
bird.
It. He could do it.
That's crazy.
He already ready.
Some point, you're going to run out of shit. You're going to be like, yo, we got ketchup.
Let me tell you how I know the shit going to work.
What?
Because the nigga a big nigga, and he keep it toused down his shoulder.
All the way ain't going to be shit.
Nah, that's a booty rag.
Nah. All big niggas that cook keep that towel on their shoulder. Yeah. I got him up. Hey, man, do
if
that
I
shit.
Play, be wild.
He be bullshit.
Fuck that. I'm in the stock market.
Stocks.
That legal gamble. Come on. I've been on your company. Y'all been with everybody else, man.
Preen, what's next, man?
Shit, man, more jams, brother. More jams.
You know what? More we jams. Gotta get you on the track with. I got something for you. Say you got one with Ali. What about Anderson Paak?
I don't. I would like that.
Okay.
I fuck with bruh.
Okay.
I fuck with bruh.
Okay.
You real funky with it.
You cold on them drums?
On a 1 to 10, I'm gonna say I'm a 6.5. I ain't played in a
drum
minute.
Drum set?
Drum set.
How you double pedal? How you double pedal?
You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, okay, back here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah, a little bit.
I played the ukulele too, just in case y'all want to crank it.
Yeah. You gotta play that motherfucker with your chin,
though. I played the ukulele up top. With this shirt. This shirt came with a ukulele.
Yeah, yeah. Nigga hold it like a violin.
Y'all need one crank a band up.
Yeah. I play the snare drum.
For sure?
Yeah.
I play a little bit of snare too.
Yeah, I just had to sit.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
I played the single.
Probably fried me on that.
Oh, yeah, the single, I go crazy.
Okay,
the set, when you said 6.5, I said, let me see your double pedal. Yeah, but you did, I'm like, yeah,
get a little busy,
Do niggas be battling when both of them play the drum? Like, do niggas like, bring the drum out?
No, you could tell. You could tell, like, if he would have been doing something, and if he knew I could play, he would do a little extra to be like, y'all see, nigga, what you gonna do? All right, get up, nigga, let me see something. Yeah, I heard the initiation.
Now, that shit real.
I remember real talk. I played the baby tuba, though, in high school.
Baby tuba?
Middle school, my baby.
That's a baritone, my boy.
Baby tuba. Huh?
That's a baritone.
It was stupid-ass instrument. I ain't getting no hurt. That bitch was so big, I couldn't march
around. Hey, you got the order.
You ain't never seen a nigga marching dragging his feet. I can't do it. It'd be heavy.
It ain't no way for you to hold
it. I'd hold that bitch like a baby and play it.
Damn, bro, you remember I had that? I brought that baritone in the hood.
Yeah, I know.
I was out there playing use the hoe.
You want
the
baritone in the hoe?
I was out there playing use the hoe like four days.
Hey, that's legendary. That's legendary.
She coming up the hill. Nigga like, who the fuck that is? Who the fuck is that? Hey, man. Go ahead, man. Hey. Bullshit, man.
Hey, you a fool, bro.
Crackhead walk by, she had the time of his life. Nigga was happy, too, doing this shit, too.
Hey.
Like, and we're doing it for attention. And nigga was really doing
it. He let me
ride. I'm like, niggas are selling crack like 20 feet away from you.
He don't get no fuck.
He don't give a fuck. And it wasn't for attention, bro.
Hey,
it was out there really for him.
About
like,
that,
he let that bitch ride, bro.
Hey.
Oh, that's God, a good bro, one. That shit funny. I swear. I forgot I did that stupid ass shit.
That's ignorant. Now, I played the trumpet a little bit too, bruh.
I ain't never played no instrument though.
You never played no instrument?
You don't look like it. You don't look like it.
You don't like that.
You look like you slapped the bass though if you did.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with some. I'm gonna learn.
You don't like authority.
Huh? Oh, for sure.
That boy played the cello.
You're not being in no fun standing up with no band.
Not play football and shit.
No, you played football, not the band. I don't see you got no discipline for no band.
Oh, you could. Well, the way this shit was set up is like, So you either was in the band 1 year or you either played ball.
Right.
So they had, like, we played football first period.
Right.
And then band practice was first period. And then to get in the band, you already had to be in the band. Like, they wouldn't let nobody. So I'm like, nigga, if you don't get in the band in seventh grade, you ain't never getting in the band.
Right.
So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna try my luck. I like hitting this shit anyway.
What'd you play?
Play football and shit.
Nah, what position?
Oh, I played strong safety and cornerback.
Okay.
And, dummy sure. And punt returner all kind of crash dummy ass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? Have you recently had an accident? How you gonna rebuild?
By calling the law offices of Brandon Dixon. That's right. Now check this out. He said he don't even want no money unless they win. And even if you do win and you use the code 85 South, he'll give you a discount on your attorney fees up to $850. Ain't that right, Brandon?
Absolutely.
That's what it is then. Give them the phone number so they can call you or they'll have to call me.
So you can call 404-884-8991 or you can visit the website brandondixonlaw.com.
And if you tell them you heard about it on the 85 South Show, he'll give you a discount on your attorney fees. Listen to this, up to $850. I didn't say that man was gonna give you $850. I ain't even say $850. I just said it's up to.
Absolutely.
That's between y'all. So once you make the call, make sure you mention the 85 South Show.
I played, what, probably like a year or some shit on some Boys and Girls Club. But I was heavy around the way.
Nigga, I did.
I shit.
That nigga looks like he ain't been anyway. Nigga, you ain't like I said some extravagant shit.
I didn't say shit.
Punt return was crash dummy.
You playing strong safety, motherfucker.
Hey, you gotta relax, bro. Relax.
Your head get burnt. Hey, like, hey, ain't back there. Yeah, fly, fly.
That's how I know you don't know shit about football. You don't. That ain't even what the strong safety do.
Talk to that nigga, man.
What? No, I was telling the wide receiver to go fly. Nigga, if you strong safety, I'm going fly route the whole time.
What do you think I'm going to be doing?
I'm burning your ass. I play football, too. You strong safety.
DC, if you were coming, if I was playing strong safety and you was running any route by me, I would smash your ass. You too easy to hit.
I got to see
this.
Y'all had the neighborhood games?
And you going to be looking this way anyway. Nigga, you going to be the nigga that give me my scholarship.
I see.
The way I'm going to smash you.
You're going to highlight it
there. I'm going to fold you up. You looking like this. My position is that all I'm doing is hitting motherfuckers like you.
I see you.
That's all I got to do. If I can hit your ass and don't have shit to do with the play, I'm going to crack you coming straight across the middle of the field. And my coach will jump up. That's right, Carlos Miller. You came to play some football today, buddy.
Oh, so you filthy.
Oh, that's all the strong safety do is look for a motherfucker running around and smash him.
Don't hit me, dude, because we're going to be hitting the whole game. I got something for you.
No, you was laughing earlier.
Hey, nah, I got some.
That's gonna be the shit that I'm gonna say while I'm walking out.
No, he was laughing.
You was laughing.
Don't run out, nigga.
Next play, you line up. What 22 at?
Don't come. You punt return too?
Man, that's the craziest shit I ever had to do.
That's wild.
So my coach, I was just one of them niggas who was just playing football, love to play it, active. The coach be like, I need somebody. Carlos Miller.
Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas who?
Hoop, I ain't never played for no team.
Hell no, I didn't never hoop. I played like
full of baseball,
AAU and shit, but I ain't played like for the school.
Hoop team outside.
Yeah, I was playing AAU and shit.
Play AAU like a motherfucker.
I took his team.
Coach telling me, I'm sorry, he took my skills with him. I ain't never been that sorry. I believed him.
I was nice though, still.
I believed him. I was like, I got me. I'm sorry, I'm playing like that. I ain't never played like that.
Baseball
like,
lit good. Too.
I said, I might not be.
Baseball lit ass sport.
Baseball super lit. I played right field.
I didn't even get, in high school, I didn't even care that I didn't make, I was like, I wanted to play basketball, but I didn't even give a fuck that I didn't. Right. It was kind of like the band shit. Like if you wasn't already on the basketball team, right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How they just progress
so
you through that
like
shit.
Tall, for sure.
But once I got, once I could jump high enough to dunk, I was good.
For sure, yeah.
That nigga here just, and him.
How tall are you, bro?
Man, about 5'8", 5'7".
For sure, all right.
Nah.
For sure.
This nigga here, yeah, man.
Still got it?
No.
I ain't never heard these stories.
No.
He told me I got tall enough to dunk. I said,
what did I say? I said jump high enough to dunk, bro.
Jump high enough for sure. Touching the rim and shit.
Shepard, yeah, they can't forget who we were, Shepard.
No, nigga. They definitely can't.
They can't forget who we were.
Champions, baby.
I played right field. See, I played all the way to them grade.
No, nigga, I wouldn't give myself no highlights. I didn't earn, nigga. My AAU team got beat by 63 points one time, nigga.
Damn.
And we didn't have nobody to substitute. It was six of us. I bullshit you not, nigga.
One team
didn't show up. They split the team in half. We had six players, and we had to play the state champions, nigga. And these niggas could all dunk. Every last, these niggas in the warm-up, they jumping so goddamn high, they ain't even touching the rim. They just dropping the ball in that motherfucker.
Damn.
That shit crushed my hoop dreams.
That's crazy.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. I said, fuck that shit. I remember one time, me and my partner, we was smoking. And he was saying, he was like, he played left field. He was just like, man, I just hope the coach don't hit the ball towards me. I'm high here. Man, the coach called the nigga out. He sent that bitch. Tay! Ah! That shit hit his ass dead in his shit. He didn't know where the ball was at. That nigga jumped before the ball got to him. He was like, oh, it got hit in the head.
Right. That's what made me quit playing baseball.
Y'all hit in the head, too?
I ain't get hit in the head. A motherfucker told me at school that they was going to hit me at the game.
With a ball?
He was the pitcher.
Oh, yeah, they do that, too, though.
And the motherfucker actually hit me, though.
They do that, too.
Damn.
That's wild.
That made me, I ain't never want to play after
See,
that.
See, I played every position except, that shit sound wild.
Yeah.
The nigga who hit the ball at, you know, the pitcher throw the ball.
The catcher and shit.
That's nigga, I played right field one time. That was the most boring
you know
shit.
You play catcher.
I played everything but catcher.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man, the motherfucker hit the ball over to me in right field. I'm running to that bitch. That motherfucker went straight over my head.
Oh, yeah, you got burnt. That was that guy got
man,
burnt.
Over that shit.
You ain't back up for you went to it.
Hey, lying, that's the easiest job in the world, bro. The outfield.
For sure. I probably played a little league. I was like seven. I was young.
I'm looking right at the bitch.
I ain't never got burnt.
You'll get burnt. If you don't take your first step when you play outfield, what's the first step you're supposed to do when they hit the ball?
You said what?
What's the first thing you're supposed to do when they hit the ball? Soon they hit, you play outfield.
Run back.
You don't run back, you take a step back so you don't get burnt. Take a step back, make sure, okay, if that motherfucker going, you go with it. Or if you step back, oh, that motherfucker, I can run up short.
I'm on fire here.
You hit that motherfucker, soon as they hit it, you go up first. That motherfucker like, yeah, like how you said, I got burnt one time, hurt my soul.
Man, y'all niggas fan making me get back in the gym and get
we
back.
We need a baseball team, man.
I bet. Nigga, now we're going to play all the sports.
Podcast, we got baseball team.
I'm going to challenge
ain't
all. Especially
I
you.
Know I ain't doing
especially you. Because I ain't seen you play basketball. No, you make basketball shoes look like church shoes, man. Your nigga is not athletic like that. I seen
you. I just said I ain't good at basketball.
You are terrible. I seen you.
Dang.
That nigga got up.
I got a little shot on him. That's why I told him. That nigga kicked me off the team.
Got
I knew I wasn't going to go no more in basketball. I said, well, fuck the little skills I
nah,
got.
Nah, we
got
to find us a quarterback. I want you to run some routes.
You want
to
do football shit?
Oh, nigga, I'm on your ass.
I promise you on everything.
You like a little fast,
and I hit harder way than I look.
Oh, you want to put the pads on?
I'm one of them niggas.
Ooh. You want to put the pads on?
I'll put the pad on. Blow, don't try me.
I want to see this shit.
Nah, I'm trying you on that one.
I want to see this
I'm trying,
shit.
I'm trying to shit at
so
you on that one.
Well, oh, my
y'all
Lord.
Y'all going to do the both of y'all on your back?
We got to go on tour.
Oh, you want to do the Oklahoma drill?
You want to do the Oklahoma drill?
Ooh, let's do it. Ooh, let's do it.
We can film this shit.
We can film this shoulder pad, bro.
Ooh,
let's do it. I want to see that.
But that shit going to hurt.
Oklahoma?
No, that shit going to hurt, my boy.
Hurt who?
I'm trying to
who's going
to
hurt?
Hurt who?
I ain't going to lie, Los Mike.
All I gotta
got
to do is call.
He got
all
leverage.
I got to do
he lowered to the ground.
Man, let me
man them niggas nigga bull got down. You rolled out of one of both, them niggas fly to one like a napkin.
Ooh.
You crazy. Man, you crazy.
My man got leverage.
You don't do the Oklahoma drill?
Flying low. Oh,
I'm going to call the nigga I went to school with.
Nah, see, that's how you know. Ain't
let me call the nigga Jet. Hold up.
Jabbo.
Can't call nobody, guy.
No, I'm talking about somebody I actually played football with. In school. We talking about school ball, not red ball.
I want to see this Oklahoma shit. Y'all too.
It's different when you go rip ball and shoe ball.
You playing in high school?
No, middle school.
Okay, okay, okay.
You better not call a nigga you okay. Played no motherfucking like middle school, school right
now. Yeah, high school count. Middle school don't even count.
Okay. I was still putting in work, but I was the only, there was only 2 7th graders that made the team, nigga.
Okay.
There was only 2 7th graders that made the team.
Pop your shit.
Full of 8th graders.
Okay.
Nigga, Lil John, he got the back. Who you about to truck? Not Lil John. Andre. Hey. How many 7th graders made the team that year when we played football, fool? You was in the 8th grade. How many 7th graders? When you was in the 8th?
I was in the 8th, you're right.
How many 7th graders made the team?
None,
for real. All right. I'm going to call you back, fool.
Man, that nigga talking about some 7th grade ass
grade, bro.
Shit, nigga. I don't want to give a fuck about that shit, nigga.
You got on the 7th grade, bro.
Man, don't nobody give a fuck about that shit.
Oh, man, that's hurt. Peter Popeye, you see
what I'm saying? Oh, man, that's hurt. I was having that running back in 7th grade.
That's hilarious.
7th grade.
On the only nigga with shoulder pads on the 7th grade hall.
7th grade.
Like, how you made the team? Nigga, cause I, nigga.
7th grade.
7th grade.
Hey, man, you don't get the fuck out of here.
I was smacking shit.
You being goddamn 12, bro.
Nigga, you was 12.
13.
Just say nothing.
I was smacking shit. You gotta understand, I'm like 65 pounds. My, all my shit big.
What?
I ain't never had nothing to fit me. Give me the ball, man. My shit sagging. Hey. I'm nigga with it. You talking about a nigga got a hole in the pants up? I'm out there smacking shit, long.
What? Hey. Okay.
I can't wait to see you. Listen, this gonna be, I want y'all to see the before.
You say you gonna clean clock.
And then the after effect gonna be like, see, DC, I thought we were friends. I don't wanna hear that I thought we were friends. DC, this how you do me? After we start this business, I won't hear that shit now.
Hey, go ahead.
Man, are you high? What kind of blunt you had?
He said Oklahoma drill though, bro. Both of y'all on y'all back.
Do you think that nigga gonna get up before me on his back?
It ain't
I
won't
be up there like this. Get your ass.
This how I know you don't know shit about football. The point ain't to get up first. What you gonna do when I get up?
If I get up before you, I'm trucking your ass.
How?
You ain't got up yet.
With what? What you gonna truck me with?
Man, that's the point. I don't even have to have the ball. I'm a
You're not even built to do that. What the fuck you gonna truck me with? You have nothing on your body that's fucking heavy enough to knock anybody
ain't
over. With what? What are you gonna use? Just shoulder pads? Where the fuck you gonna get all this strength?
You gonna throw a helmet at you before you get there.
Where you gonna get all this strength and weight and things of that nature? Your spirit must be heavy. You must have a heavy spirit.
Right there on heart murmur.
That nigga gonna go back there.
Boy, you ain't shit for hyping him up. You know he ain't shit. He just called a nigga he played 7th grade football with. What about the other goddamn 5 years that I played?
Go ahead.
Come on, man.
We're gonna set that up.
We got to.
I got faith in you now, bro. 7th grade.
Seventh grade.
I'm the only nigga who made the team now.
7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade.
I didn't play 8th grade because the head coach moved.
You didn't make the football team?
No, I didn't go out. I didn't try out.
Oh, I wonder why. Because
the defensive coach didn't like me.
Oh, that ain't got shit. Don't know football coach like nobody.
No. Oh, he hated me.
He's supposed
the nigga,
to.
The nigga you
That's
said
why
you
he
was.
A defensive coach.
Listen, the nigga you said you was. He told 3 niggas to hit me and I didn't have the ball. He was like, on height, I want you to hit this nigga. Nigga, them niggas say, hi, nigga, folk like, boom, boom, boom. I was like, I ain't got the ball. They were like, coach told me to hit you. I was like, and y'all missing?
Took it personal. He was trying to make a man out of you.
He ain't trying to make no man. He wanted me to quit.
That's what they do.
So get what I started doing. I just started laying down. They just stay hype. They just like, hi, I just lay down. You ain't gonna hit me.
Them niggas, one of them niggas started with me. I said, you better not jump on me, motherfucker.
You know what I did in 9th grade, DC? I played personal protector. You know what that is?
Personal protector?
Yeah, when you about to punt.
Okay.
When you about to punt, it ain't one motherfucker back there with the punter.
Right.
You know what he do?
Right.
Knock the shit out of whoever make it through there first.
Right.
I took pride in having that position.
That was my shit.
First motherfucker come through there. Highlight tape.
I can't wait.
Our defensive end though, I was clapping shit. I was head hunter. I ain't care about none of that shit. I ain't care if we win, lose. I didn't give a fuck. Cause nigga from our school be talking shit with other teams. Even my cousin, shit so crazy, all my cousins was on different teams.
Right.
So like we was calling, I'm gonna kill you when I see you Saturday, gang. You know what I'm saying? That's all that matter. I ain't care about losing none of that shit.
Now don't get me wrong, I'm tough.
You gonna have to be.
But I ain't go nowhere with the shit.
Yeah, you gotta be tough.
That's all that
I'm
is.
Mad, I ain't
come on, bro.
I ain't one of them niggas that be crying like, oh, he hit me hard. I'm like, ooh, I gotta get that nigga back.
Nah, he hit you wrong then.
If he hit me. If he hits you, you got hit for real.
Oh, you gonna, we'll switch out. I play worse. You can play the defense.
You're not catching nothing over me. Man, you think
your head. We gotta set this shit.
You think your head's better than me? You think your head's better? Oh, I forgot you said you strong safety. First of all, let me tell you what strong safety is and cornerbacks.
Okay.
They sovereign wide receivers.
That didn't make the right.
How? I was the starting wide receiver before I even started playing.
I ain't saying if you play both sides, that mean you good. That mean y'all ain't really have enough people.
No, I played wide receiver and then I got, on varsity, I got moved to defense because I like to hit, because I can hit.
That
was it. Oh, so you just fuck.
That was it.
But Corey,
I ain't scared to hit. I hit.
See, my bad. I was a clean, pretty boy. Nigga.
Nah, we don't do that.
I make y'all niggas look bad.
You make us niggas look good because we trying. We want clean. We want all that smoke. All that.
Trying to get me dirty.
And we play. We wide receivers too. We know the routes. We know the play.
I want to see
we in practice with you every day.
I want to see your bat film.
Y'all got to set the game up.
I want to see your bat film. I want to see what he going to do.
Skill
all that.
Shallow.
Hold on, let me start over shit. You know Kevin Hart heard himself too running.
And that nigga tried to race a motherfucking professional athlete. I'm lining up against a nigga who played football in 7th grade. This nigga don't have a chance. You fool. You don't even know.
You don't even know.
These niggas don't think I'm O.J. Simpson.
He said, two niggas made a team. He called a nigga. Nigga said, who made a team? Nigga said, nobody.
Nobody? You? That nigga took himself out of here.
Really nobody did,
baby. It ain't like you got on the team and made a difference. You was just a nigga who made it from 7th grade.
That's all I'm saying.
You was on the team. You ain't doing shit.
I ain't say I did shit.
Your jersey was too
going
big.
That's hilarious.
I know you ain't do no work.
I was like, all right, my boy.
You ain't do no work. That's how I know. You said your jersey was too big.
I just made the team. That was it. I was just letting you know I'm good enough to fight through the struggle.
Shit.
You understand me?
We went crazy out there.
Well, them niggas were huge, bro. You gotta understand, bro. I'm 65 pounds, bro. 70 pounds, bro. All them niggas like 160.
You see, that's what I'm saying. You ain't even weigh enough to be good.
I played in Florida, too, but
I just had talent, bro. Weight just ain't matched with the team.
Country ass young nigga like going at it, boy.
Hey, you ain't stand a chance.
Man, once you get to high school football and you realize that some motherfuckers is just born naturally gifted.
I ain't gotta call nobody.
And they go on to play football on a whole nother level. You just got to let them motherfuckers have that. Once you play against a motherfucker who you say, this is a 5-star recruit, you be like, oh, these niggas playing on a whole nother level. They born for this shit. Like,
see, I'm hood sports. You got niggas who do sports for real. That when I realized, I was like, yeah, y'all niggas got a little extra little talent, and it's extra too. Cause y'all good all the time. Even when you bad, y'all good. I get a little highlight every 3-4 games.
Yeah.
Y'all and one had me want to play basketball. And I wasn't even on ball.
Like, man, I played sports all year round, though.
All year round, you don't do this shit, but I'm talking about like really baseball. Trying to like.
I used to leave football practice and go run fucking 3-4 miles every day.
You did track too?
Cross country. I did cross country and track.
You're a different breed with that conversation.
Man, I told you, nigga, I do this shit for real.
That don't mean you gonna get put on your shit.
Shit. Not by a nigga who played football in 7th grade.
But see, I ain't have opportunity like you, Lou. Once that coach said it was it.
That's
that
where that hate come from in your heart then. You made it because I had opportunity.
I'm like, I really wish you would have made it, my brother.
What you mean? Like, what make you think I didn't?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, like, all the way. You made it in high school.
No, I went as far as I wanted to go. I told you, bro, once you start lining up with motherfuckers who you already done signed, they going to the big school and shit. Bro, this is different.
Right.
These motherfuckers don't even look the same out there on the field. You seen a nigga highlight tape?
Yes.
Yeah, them niggas was really out there. Once you talking about it ain't a nigga out there that can catch him, it ain't a nigga on the team that can tackle him.
Right.
And you just get embarrassed in front of your hoe and your whole family. Like, bro, like, these niggas different.
These niggas good. Yeah. And when you take your ass to the church.
Play ball for the church.
Oh, yeah, you just be good over there. I always find where I was great at. You know church what? League. All y'all niggas good over here.
Stick to the open gym, brother. Church, you know what I'm saying?
They're like, oh, we should play ball. That's what I'm saying. Them niggas good as hell over there, boy.
Facts, though. Yeah.
No cap. Nah, them sports keep a nigga occupied though, man.
Y'all ain't had intramural?
Same shit.
Yeah.
Intramural, it's like pre-sport before the actual.
Intramural sports. Yeah, we did that shit at school.
That shit was hard.
Intramural. I ain't had that either.
Y'all had that shit? Y'all went to
Pop Warner, like, niggas know four pills. Nigga, Pop Warner was like.
Yeah, it was just like Pop Warner.
You ain't Boys going to see, you go see Pop Warner before you go watch a high school game.
See, I grew up in the community, like, man. We had high school games. All the sports.
Our high school games shot up type shit.
No, we ain't
in it.
I come from a nice community.
Yeah, we can't get shot up. Niggas probably fighting something, but that shit wasn't getting shot up.
Activity centers and shit.
Getting hit out there high school game. But the Pop Warner shit on a Saturday, that bit loaded, whole city out there. Like I said, the teams went by different places. You know, you could only play for a certain team where you stayed at. You know what I'm saying? So everybody used to beef all the time. So everybody used to come to the motherfucking football field, fighting.
Get that shit off.
But that shit was lit, though. I miss it. They can't forget who we were.
Champions, baby. Champions.
You sound like on one team, though. We came close. We came third place. Baseball.
Yeah, well, you know what fucked me up though?
I tried out for the soccer team a couple times.
Listen, when you win something, when your team wins something, and then y'all get to travel.
I'm gonna tell you.
Oh yeah.
And then you, like, when you win football league or something in your city, and you traveling, you run into them big ass white boys and shit out there.
Yeah, they go crazy.
Man, that shit.
You know what I'm talking about? They already signed.
They going to another level.
They already signed.
Man, them niggas used to travel for the soccer team.
Nigga, my head.
They have, like, they used to just. They should just make motherfuckers run, and they ain't nobody who would do that. So I just went and did it. Me and my other homeboy, the nigga made us run around that goddamn field all night.
But these white folks so big, I'm hurting myself trying to tackle them. What the hell going on?
Plus, we was the coldest country ones boy. On the cross country shit.
I ain't bullshitting, boy.
So, yeah.
Man, nigga knocked my helmet off. I ain't never been nowhere.
Nigga broke my face mask one time. Going from ninth grade to varsity.
A nigga split my dog shit down the middle. Them niggas turned and met right up the hole. And that cracker, that white boy. That boy dropped that shoulder. I'm talking about split him up top. I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Yeah. I found out that
I had seen that motherfucker get their whole shit busted from the chin. Like, wait, all the way across the chin.
From up under.
Nah, motherfucker late, got ran over. Mm. And then when he got hit, his head went back. Mm. Fucked him up. And his whole shit was split.
Nigga, we had a nigga named Strozier.
There's always that one nigga on the team that don't know about the fuck with. No, he look crazy.
Strozier was he was slow, but he was strong. But he was like a defensive end.
You mean slow like upstairs?
Just a little bit. No, he was just slower than the other kids. Put it like that. But he was slow. Coherent.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
He was step.
You be like, Strozier.
Can't get right.
He like, oh yeah, nigga. He like,
get the fuck out of here.
Hey,
coach, he broke me by nose.
He like second time, eighth grade. Yeah. He like second time, eighth grade. You feel what I'm saying? Like, bro. It's your second time?
I got him to say he's sorry.
Right. That nigga. Man, that nigga picked me up. The same coach I told you didn't like me, right? He like, Whitfield, get that running back. I'm like, running back? Nigga, I'm a slot. All right. I know the play. Cool, say no more. Ooh. I juke two niggas. Boom, like, all right, boom. He like, all right, we're going to run that play again. I'm like, hold up, nigga. We already know what that play talking about. We need another one. They told Strozier, I want you to go in there. I seen him when he tapped. He said, don't you let that nigga get padded in line. I'm like, why he hate me so much? And I got that motherfucker, got padded one nigga. Man, Strozier picked my ass up. Walk with me. And, like, jump.
And land on top of you? Strozier dumb as a motherfucker, boy. That nigga, that different.
Nigga got up off me like.
That nigga popped up.
I'm like, I'm down to like.
That nigga was giggling with that nigga when he picked him up.
You gotta get the fuck out of here.
I couldn't even breathe, bro. I'm talking about, literally, I'm stuck. I'm like, Nigga like Cole, like, he all right. I'm like,
hmm. Nigga was laughing with you now.
That nigga love that shit. Cole, he crazy. Love that shit. That's why I ain't playing this. I was like, bro, you really trying to hurt me. You don't want to see me better? Like, you told, you telling me nigga to hurt me. Oh, fuck you. That's why I ain't play.
Shit. Getting ran over in football, the worst shit in the world, nigga. Because it looked like you trying to rob this motherfucker.
Damn!
Motherfucker still going!
Oh, hell, Hunter, bro.
We had a nigga named Shank on our team. Both of you niggas, second time in eighth grade. Shank. This nigga was our running back. Man, Shank would truck 3-4 niggas every time he get the ball. I don't give a fuck what it was. And every time he get the ball, you know how he the best player on the team? That's why he the best player on the team. He score all our touchdowns. Our wide receiver side right here. Then they got, we 35.
In 7th grade.
35. I'm in 7th grade. I'm watching Shank score every touchdown.
Shit.
Go, Shank.
We had a nigga on our team that was so good at running back. He played running back for about 4 or 5 weeks with a broke hand.
Hey, man, shout out to my nigga RJ Folkfield, Florida, man. We had a nigga named RJ IA. You know that, Jill, that one nigga IA that don't work out, but this nigga built like a motherfucking silverback gorilla. This nigga arm looks like he drive a wheelchair. We don't know how he got like that. Bro, this nigga was a dog. Niggas know RJ, bro. If your ass in front of that band, behind him, you fucked up. Don't stand in front of this type of nigga, bro. Your ass getting ran over, bro. Like, this nigga was like, man, shout out to my boy, man. Hope you got down. My cousin Tuck was a dog.
For real.
Man, that nigga Tuck little thing on the field. Man, that nigga this is the only thing I know run looking up in the air. That's how fast he was. He didn't have to juke like a toss to the side. You won't see that nigga again.
Y'all remember Jane Davis? Jane Davis, who played for the Bears. Damn.
Well, what position he played?
He played with y'all in 7th grade.
That nigga went
to Doug.
That's
who he
called. Yeah, he went to
Doug. Damn sure did. I know who you're talking about. Y'all know who you're talking about.
Shout out with truck and shit. Nigga was just coming to see his. They were like 03, 02. Nigga was just coming to the game just to see Jane David play. Jane David, he ended up going to the band. Man, that nigga was truck and shit every time he get the ball. Boom, nigga just grabbing his leg like Marshawn Lee. He just dragging the nigga.
Shit, right. Khalil Mack from Fort Pill, man. Khalil Mack, who I read that. Yeah, Lee Jane brother too.
Damn.
Before Brad, some hittles dying up, bro.
Who was that nigga from y'all school, man?
Football?
Yeah.
We had this nigga named Malik Cross. You know them type niggas is like built like a pit bull almost? Like with the sheep head? He was one of them type niggas. Dawson nigga, like all American type nigga, though.
Damn.
Was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? But you know how I go around the way. Niggas just fall off.
One day you see the nigga at the store, what you doing there? And
now, they just be there forever. We had this nigga went to Penn State. He was from around my way. What's his name, Brandon? Yeah. We had a couple niggas. Another dude, I think he was like the top ranked lineman at one point, but he broke his ACL before he went to.
Damn.
Wiggin, he had all the schools,
No, I did playing baseball, but football ain't no break now.
Well, I had a few. We had a few.
Bone. Ain't no brick bone. Nah,
man, the crazy part about it, man, my best season in basketball, I sprained my ankle. My best season. You know how, like, you just not getting your scribe, like.
In the church league?
Hell no. Really? No. I'm like, damn, I'm getting, like, 14 points a game type shit. I'm like, man, I'm finding myself. My dumb ass playing high and go seek my stupid ass nephew. You know, stepped on my goddamn ankle, dumb ass nigga. I would have, like, C game.
Damn.
Right.
What grade you in?
I sell great.
Boy, all the
man was everywhere.
A man was a legend. Hey, man, you great. He's a legend, bro.
So now every time I know you talk about anything you did athletically, it was in 7th grade.
That nigga was a legend.
Middle school, I was a sports nigga. Like, that's all I did.
That shit, who gives a fuck?
All I did, man, I was a sports nigga. That was it. That's all I did. Hoop, baseball, basketball.
Just in 7th grade.
Is it 7th
grade?
Hell
no. All the way until when I got the hot shit. 9th grade, that shit over it. I'm like, what a crackhead.
Fuck it.
Like, oh, man.
Nigga told me I was sorry. I just got good. He told me, I'm sorry, what you mean?
Man, them back in the days, man. You talking?
Just got good.
You didn't even make it to high school with the shit, nigga. I used to just go run because I liked to run, nigga.
The last thing I did when I was in high school was just baseball. I played baseball 9, 10, and 11. I was just like, all right, you can't take this away from me. You got football and basketball, motherfucker.
I used to be at track pack just looking at them niggas over there. I'm like, God, it's so easy. I had to
baseball?
Yeah.
I should have stayed, man. Y'all make it sound
now, my baseball, the baseball team in my high school was good. Them niggas, was, they practiced a hit different.
I couldn't fuck with the baseball like that.
No, I'm talking about my ninth grade. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, I got to do that again? I ain't going back up there.
Y'all ain't never run track?
No.
I ain't never run track.
Basketball, all the hoes was that shit.
It was, though.
All the hoes over that track. But you got to say, we was in the band, so we had Flag Girls, North Star Rent, the goddamn...
Hey, JROTC had the hoes, too.
You was in that shit?
Nah.
I was about to say that.
I'm just saying they had the hoes.
Suited and booties.
Suited and booties.
This is what that little girl got. What the hell?
I'm trying
she,
to go.
She got that right. Every time she do I'm that shit. You. Oh, that shit made my
dick hoes. Yeah. I did.
I know you did.
I did for like 2 days.
Damn, those were the days. 40.
Nigga tried to get me to do some push-ups. I was like, man, fuck out of here.
Yeah, the shot of shoes.
Nigga started yelling, too. I was like, bro, don't do that.
Nah, man.
I used to hate that shit.
I quit. I'm finna go play the goddamn baby too.
I ain't even gonna lie though. Don't fuck.
I got better shit to do. I got an offer over here, bam. Playing the baby too.
No, one thing about that shit though. Hey. One thing that about sports is I always tried, but I was always a comedian.
What?
So anytime, can you just imagine a comedian like trying to play sports? I always was a comedian though.
Right. So it's just whatever you did.
It was just going act. It was just like, here's a comedian playing.
Nah,
it's
like
just
shit, like,
nigga.
It was crazy. That what made it so fun. I even hit niggas and apologized right after. Like, I'm sorry. Hit his ass even harder the next time. Bam! Hey, it's me, man.
Man.
See bar at school.
Nigga, 10th grade, I got kicked off the baseball team.
For what?
Calling my coach a nigga.
Damn.
I can see that.
No, I didn't directly call him. It was like indirectly. I didn't even do it. My partner did. Mm. He hated the word nigga, and we were doing some drill, and my partner was just like, nigga! And when the coach looked back, we was just acting like we were running, but we were laughing like a motherfucker. We was like,
bro, this, I had a dumbass coach.
And he was like, nigga! We was like,
nigga,
he was like, do it again, we're gonna be running all day.
The nigga got locked up for cockfight. That's how slow I coach was.
No.
Nigga couldn't pronounce shit. So, you know, I just couldn't stop laughing at that nigga. I never got to play for real because I just...
We had a coach.
That nigga told the varsity coach and had us kicked out of the team. He was like, I don't know who it was, but I know it was one of the Johns. And I just don't want him to play. Nigga, I'm like, bro, we couldn't even get a game off. I'm like, nah, we come back to practice that day. He like, nah, man, y'all got to go. He like, what you mean? Man, you know, you got to go. So as we walking off, my partner like, nigga! Nigga!
Shit, my uncle got
I was like, fuck
you,
nigga! Shit, we out there,
when I played baseball, my uncle was the umpire. Niggas cheat for us and everything. Yes, me and my uncle come there. That nigga cheat for us like a motherfucker.
Nigga, we had a coach,
they, like, ain't no way.
They used to want to talk for 2 hours after every fucking football practice. Football practice already 3 hours long, nigga.
No, you're talking about after the practice?
Nigga want to talk, man.
You got to be sitting down there on that knee like, yeah, bro, come on, bro, you tripping.
The switch knees 15 times, bro.
That's ridiculous.
Say that switch knee.
Nigga ain't comfortable the whole time. Yeah, and shit. That's ridiculous.
Hey, but them used to be the day, though.
But them were the day.
Man, we used to have some dumbass coaches.
They
used to
do this shit.
Like, if you missed practice.
What was your best year?
They had this shit where you had, they wanted you to, like, lay down in the end zone.
Right.
And just fucking roll.
Yeah.
All the way down.
We did that crawl shit.
To the bear, and then, yeah, you got to roll all the way down, then bear crawl all the way back.
What was your best year? And sport.
Any sport?
I'm talking about and sport, like your best year and the sport you
and where play. You had the most hoes.
Oh, my best sport was always like track and cross country.
Okay.
Yeah.
What grade you had like the most hoes? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
All the bitches.
Just fucking with you.
12th grade.
Fucking sports. Okay.
Yeah, because that's when life started really putting it together.
Okay.
Like the you know how you get in your little groove and like
yeah, niggas get the blocks.
I knew where my money was gonna be at. I had whip. job.
You was in your mind.
I had my joints. Had a few of them lined up. Had my high school joints and, you know, one or two from the campus, from the college. Cause you know, we know most of them hoes because we just was went to school with them. So now they introducing you to all they friends and shit. Right. So I ate well. Likewise, I had a great run. That's why I got the fuck away from that. It's, you don't want to get too comfortable into no shit like that.
You feel like you, it's where it's at.
Yeah, it's more.
Facts.
That's how I
And plus, you know, playing sports, you get to leave every other Friday, you know, playing shit, so you get to pull up in different little towns that's close by, so you put a network together and shit like that.
Yeah.
Have them pull up on you after the season or catch a game somewhere. You know, y'all schools play each other and everything, so when they, you know, take that little ride.
Nah, so I ain't get that far.
I need to write a book, apparently.
I ain't get that far.
You didn't?
I was just trying to show the coach I'm good. That's it.
We got to keep it. I'm from a small town, too. Huh? It's all right there. We all go to the same school, nigga.
Ninth grade, my big year.
The funniest shit about school, though, when you start, you know, football season started when school started. Right. So that's the first sport up. Watching all the niggas who don't play football. Like,
not on baseball first.
No, it's baseball is in the fall. It's football. And then basketball.
I think track is in the spring,
and that's when baseball is.
Yeah, they were different.
Baseball first.
Then football.
Baseball, because it's real quick. Uh-huh. It's like soon as we get in school, nigga. Yeah. It's like September.
Football, basketball.
September to like the beginning of November. Then we got
nigga was doing baseball, and basketball and football going on at the same time for
See, our basketball season started a little bit towards the end of football season. Around October, November. So all the niggas who didn't play football and just was waiting on basketball season to start, they were just sitting around like, waiting on our turn.
You getting the bag.
Every grade, man, I had the hoe.
I'm a dope man now.
Yeah.
Don't you put no damn baseball in my head. Put an eight ball in my head, but you ain't put no baseball.
Facts. That shit build character, though. I'm glad I got the experience.
Yeah. Facts.
How to put up with motherfuckers, be a team player.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Depending on people when motherfuckers want to win, just like you. That's why when we had that conversation, we were with Jeff T, and I was like, bro, I want a championship. I can't be on no team with a nigga like, man, I just want the money. You ain't fine how I'm fine, bro. You got to get the fuck out from beside me, my boy.
Yeah, well,
I'm putting in a little extra effort, because I want a ring, and you just want to be like, give me my check. Get out fuck from beside me, buddy.
Thanks.
Find different.
What if all of that shit is an illusion too?
What? Being a team player?
You know, if let's say sports is entertainment, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just like you watch wrestling, they get to pick who the champ is. You think these motherfuckers really out there beating each other? Hey, man, they winning it this year. It's their turn. They got the fans. They got the star player. They selling the most. They the league favorite right now. It seemed that shit happen a lot too.
Shout out FanDuel.
You fuck with FanDuel?
Nah, fuck him. But you know.
Parlays ain't been hit. Bro, don't even know.
Matter of fact, let me check one of these parlays.
The bets ain't been hitting. The sports betting ain't been hitting the same since they started betting on the sports too. Since the NBA got a fucking tournament going on right now. That the winner get $500,000, everybody on the team. Nigga, if they betting on the game.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I don't trust this shit.
Exactly, bro.
I don't trust none of this shit.
I ain't been big on sports.
Yeah,
lately,
I ain't tapping. Like,
one thing about it, been big, bro. So you
like,
get licked.
I don't know what happened. It's just like.
Go pick your shit.
That ain't important at all. Like,
nah, for
sure. I watch it around championship time.
I must have had a loss.
It gets real, though. It does get real.
I must have lost.
I don't watch it.
I had to lose.
They done slowed the games down so much now. It ain't enough action. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Knew he was going to go more. He went nuts.
Who you bet on?
I be having too much faith in these niggas who get millions of dollars for doing this shit.
For sure.
This nigga did.
15 points.
I seen this nigga bet on ping pong team. Ping pong team for the Boys and Girl Club.
No cap.
You going crazy.
Y'all nigga get $1 million. You can't score 15 points. And I'm up here bragging about Sam Gray, my nigga.
You gotta let that seventh grade shit go, DC.
That's why I be so mad that these niggas don't even get 15 points and y'all get paid almost like $400,000 a game. Y'all supposed to get 15 points. Hey, you got paid to get 15 points. I'm over here talking about seventh grade,
man, you talking about 15 points. They paying the nigga that's guarding them $30 million to not let him score. You, just to completely stop him. You talking about 15 points. This nigga whole livelihood depending on if you get 15 points or not. You think you getting that shit?
I mean, technically, if you want your $400,000, I couldn't be no, you didn't receive.
You'd be betting on your own
your player. Earnings.
Nigga, if you got enough money to be owning a team, you don't give a fuck about no betting. Them motherfuckers got more, they got so much money, they pay millionaires.
With other people money.
It's cold how all that shit go back to a dollar, though.
You know what?
That's why you gotta make the world your bitch.
Exactly. You gotta own that bitch. That's why I would salute that independent grind, too, man.
I say.
You gotta stay down with that shit, my boy.
Facts.
You know they coming, though.
You know, of course, of course. I mean, they've been around, bro. It's just, you know, I've been doing it so long, you just kind of just, it's built in you. It's like, why would I even, you know?
Right.
Unless it's something ridiculous, and, you know, they don't do that no more, honestly. This ain't 97.
Right.
I wish it was, but, you know. Then you feel better about yourself, too.
They might come with something ridiculous. You got that.
Like
you could be that one that break through and get something
sure,
ridiculous,
for sure,
man.
For sure. But I'm always been a nigga to count on myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I ain't get into it like that about all that.
What you got coming out next?
Shit, right now, I'm just working this Portrait of a P right now, bro, honestly. Working now. I'ma have something coming like springtime when it get warm out, when niggas need to, you know, throw out a little bit, feel me, type shit. But yeah, other than that, I'ma just work this Portrait of the P right now. Shit going crazy in the streets a little bit, you feel me? So yeah, I'ma just keep digging in on that. You know what I'm saying? Doing my thing.
Our house is your house, my nigga.
Lord, appreciate
hell yeah, you, man. When you going back out on the tour type shit?
Probably be, I'ma say between the summertime and the fall. And next year, I'm just building that demand. I need a bigger demand right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. This is my first time really dropping for real in the last two years. Like a full project, you feel what I'm saying? So, I just got to build that real demand, you know what I'm saying? Give them a couple more tapes and shit.
Shit, you got the music.
Because I do that shit, I do it myself, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
I gotta make that bag back.
You gotta man, you ain't even talked about the producer shit at all.
Back. Oh, yeah, I make my own beats too, bro. All that shit. I be getting jiggy. That's what I'm saying. I've been doing music all my life, bro. That shit's just, you know, that shit in me, bro.
We gotta put some shit together. We just gotta goddamn have one of them sessions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cooking myself.
I be cooking up. I know that.
I'm
gave me the full 1-1 on you, brother.
I'm thugging.
I see you. But yeah.
Yeah, you should have been stopped through here, man.
You going crazy.
Should have been stopped through here and fuck with the ghetto legends.
Yeah, for sure.
A big for salute to everything that you got going on, man. Everything you got coming up.
Thank you, man.
Much love and blessings and keep that shit going, man.
You know. Likewise, man. Likewise.
Back, you got any closing remarks?
Hell no. I appreciate you for coming out, my boy. I fuck with your music.
You know it, brother.
I'm bumping that shit. I ain't lying. Like, That nigga, you in my top roller deck right now. Like, I fuck with you. Let them know where they can find you at, my nigga, and all that. You know what I'm saying? Put yourself down.
Hey, man, Primo Rice, man. Google me, Instagram me, Twitter me. Whatever you need to do, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, before we do that, I got to say, I'm looking for a seventh grade football coach. I'm looking for a seventh grade football coach.
And not that defensive coach that don't fuck with me.
No, I don't want
you.
I'm not.
Fuck you in. Don't
I'm
you
specifically
call.
Requesting a seventh grade football coach. So,
matter of fact, my coach, Mr. Thomas, who was head coaching, he know Whitfield got heart. Where you at?
Man, it ain't about heart.
It's about the skills.
It's about skills. You got to have some heart, some skill, and some will. I'm looking for a seventh grade football coach who want to coach this skills challenge.
Well, you know what?
Me and DC, we need some pads. We need some practice jerseys.
I got them.
And some shimmels and all that shit.
I got them.
We probably don't need no knee. Well, I can take the knee pads. I'm old school. I'm old school. I want my knee pads. I fuck around and hit one of these knees, bro. Hey, my fucker might not never get back with.
Y'all
let me know.
Hey, gonna need plenty of goddamn tape.
It's gonna be some fluid.
Gonna need plenty of tape. All this shit. Nigga got to tape that shit on. I can't. Hell no.
Put your leg up. Where is that? Over there.
Line it up, Whitfield.
Say no more.
Woo-wee.
But call the land name out.
Woo-wee. Try the fuck out you.
One thing about it, I'm just on the line.
I'm God.
I'm going to the line.
Oh my.
85 South Show, man. Primo Rice. We out this bitch. Let's get that flip.